That's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 18th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is lacuna, spelled L-A-C-U-N-A. Lacuna is a noun. It's a formal word that refers to a gap or blank space in something. In other words, a missing part. When used with respect to biology, lacuna also refers to a small cavity, pit, or discontinuity in an anatomical structure. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Los Angeles Times by Lorraine Berry. When civil war broke out in 1642, the ensuing chaos was disastrous. In her new novel, The Manning Tree Witches, A.K. Blakemore explores the consequences of that chaos for a group of village women through the viewpoint of a narrator named Rebecca West. West, a true historical figure, was among those prosecuted in Essex. Blakemore's novel adheres to these events but fills in the lacunae in the documents. If you find yourself drawing a blank when it comes to the definition of the word lacuna, it might help to imagine drawing water instead, ideally from a lake or lagoon. Lacuna, lake, and lagoon all come ultimately from lacus, the Latin word for lake. Latin speakers modified lacus into lacuna to form a word meaning pit, gap, or pool. When English speakers borrowed the term in the 17th century, they used it to refer to a figurative gap in or missing portion of something, such as information or text. Note that lacuna comes with two plural options, the Latin spelling lacunae or lacunae, spelled L-A-C-U-N-A-E, or the anglicized lacunas. Lagoon, meanwhile, hewed closer to the Latin lacuna, referring first to a shallow sound, channel, or pond near or connected to a larger body of water, and later to a shallow artificial pool or pond. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.